Welcome back to Sports Central. Some fantastic news. Yesterday, the Tyrone Area High School baseball team won its first PIAA state title. Tremendous accomplishment. I want to say congratulations to everybody involved with the program, including our next guest, Tyrone coach Kevin Solner. Congratulations to you, Kevin. If I would have told you 2-3 months ago, we'd be sitting here talking about winning a state title. How much was that in the cards? How much was that goal a realistic goal for you?
Well, thank you for that. But as far as that thing, yeah, as coach speak always is, that's our goal. You know, you always say that. But I think truly you don't imagine that it could really happen, but you do work towards it. The kids did definitely do the work. So I would say you probably aren't 100% thinking that could ever truly happen. Our focus truly was on the district championship. So when we lost that, it was just a weird way that they focused on, like, we still can do this. And they really – we've had the best practices the last week that I've ever seen in our program. So I would say a couple months ago, I wouldn't have dreamt that it could have truly come true. So
when do you think when did it sink in that you could? Was it the win over Central in the semi? Well, was that it, or was there a moment before then?
Well, that probably definitely took any doubt away, I'm sure. But I through the season, I mean, we knew we had the pitching. The kids believed and knew we had the pitching for sure. And for the most part, our fielding was our strength. You know, we always were struggling a little bit with the bats. That kind of came – we hit better in the state playoffs, I think, than we did all year. So, against some of the best pitching that I've ever seen. But definitely the win against Central obviously solidified it as being for sure, you know, we could do this. So, yeah.
What walk us through yesterday as you're getting ready to play. Was it a relatively normal day for the kids? Do you try to keep it normal? And it's just a baseball – look, these kids have played hundreds of baseball games in their lives. And so how do you go throughout the day when you're – preparing for a state championship, but you're just trying to tell them to focus on baseball?
Yeah, obviously the whole time we're saying, hey, it's just the same game you guys have played since you've been five, you know. So then they have all played since they've been five. So, but yeah, the day, obviously, I kept saying the best thing about this is everybody wants to feed us. Everybody was like, hey, we want to give you breakfast before you leave and the celebration when you get home. So we did eat some breakfast together, which is obviously not things that we would have been doing nearly, you know, for anything else. So it was different everywhere we went. People were telling us, I mean, it was crazy the way the community was, you know, letting us know. So we knew something was different, but even just getting to the stadium, it kind of just felt for me, for me, it was just kind of numb. Like the whole time was just numb. You were just kind of going through everybody guides you to where you have to be and tell you. So you're not even really doing a lot of thinking. So it was different. I mean, they definitely knew, but they were ready.
5-0 win yesterday over Ole Valley at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. When you've got good pitching, you go into any game at any level feeling, you know, pretty confident, whether it's 8U, 10U, 12U, state playoffs, Major League Base, minor league. If you've got a good pitcher going out to the mound, you've got to feel good about your chances. You got Aiden Coleman going out yesterday. How confident were you that you could get the job done with him?
We know. I mean, going into the playoffs in general, they're usually set up that you have to have two pitchers. You know, they usually play Mondays and Thursdays, so they can't usually go both days. So we definitely felt we had the advantage throughout the whole playoffs that way. But going into the game, if Aiden's on, I'm going to say this without any disrespect to any other pitcher in the state, if he is throwing strikes, his stuff moves so much. I mean, he's throwing about 90. It tails, it cuts. He has an off speed. If he's on, I think he can be untouchable. I just believe that. Now, he is the wild card. I keep calling him the wild card. There are days where he can be a little wild, you know, because that's just how he throws. But he definitely, knowing he's going out there, you know you absolutely have a chance. He gives you that every time he goes out. So
and you hit awesome. You hit enough yesterday too. When you're talking about, yeah, you know, you didn't hit necessarily great, yeah, throughout the regular season. What changed for you in the postseason?
Well, honestly, this is my coaches. I want to make sure they get enough credit because we talk about it all the time. The three of us always sit down and we are on the same page really good. But we definitely, we've preached all year about going the opposite way because everybody's pitching the outside so much anymore. So we've tried different drills throughout the year, but we definitely just sat down. Coach Meese would take them to the we have two fields up there. He'd take them to one field, and they hit enough but hit at the right center. And if you looked at that, a bunch of those hits were middle to right center where we were staying back on the ball. And they did it finally this whole week here at the end of the season. Actually, it was the Bedford game. I'm sorry. The Bedford game is when we realized we needed to get on that really bad because that's where everybody was pitching us. So they definitely took it and listened and did what they had to do, and it showed for these couple of games. So
when you look, there's not many movies made about high school baseball, but everybody has seen the high school football movies and sports movies, you know, Friday Night Lights. We're going to take state. Everything's, we're going to take state. We're going to state. It's state. It's in Hoosiers. We're going state. When you win a state title, this happened roughly 24 hours ago. So I'm guessing it's sunk in to a degree now. This will be with you for 50 years, 60 years. This will be with those kids forever.
I hope I'm around for 50
years. Yeah, right. When does that part sink in, Kevin? When can you fully take a step back or a 30,000-foot overview and realize that what those kids accomplished, we'll be talking about at their 20-year reunion, at their 40- and 50-year reunion. They'll be buddies. They'll be talking to each other or texting. Nobody's calling on the phone anymore, but texting each other about this 30 years from now. Well, how do you wrap your mind around making history with a bunch of teenagers?
Well, I don't know that it truly, like you said, will sink in, but we talked all week about, I would jokingly say to him, you know, I'll probably have to have 5-year reunions with you guys for the rest of my life, so I'll have to see you guys, you know, jokingly, like I had to see them, but the whole week, I know Rodney Schultz was obviously our vocal leader. Every practice was, we got to make history. So I think they understood the relevance of it. I don't know that they understand yet quite what it's going to mean. I said, people will talk, because we obviously, our only other one was the football championship, and I obviously was old enough to be around for that and see how it developed, and year after year you saw the legends or the stories got bigger, you know.
Yep.
And so I definitely have seen how it happened through there, and I definitely don't think the kids understand how big that is yet. They think they've accomplished everything, but they're going to see that it's even probably more than they can even imagine. But I definitely feel how big of a thing it is. Every car that drives by my house is beeping. Yeah, it's just crazy. I haven't been off the phone probably in 2 weeks.
Kevin Solner,
good thing. I don't mind.
Tyrone baseball coach, join us. One last thing for you. You didn't just get these kids and win a state championship. With regards to baseball, you have to have excellent youth programs. You've got to have kids that are coached the right way at 8 and 10 and 12 and 14 and playing against good competition and not having leagues where, you know, it's just free for all kinds. You have to have a system in place. You guys in Tyrone, Bellwood's had it as well. Tyrone, just tell me how much you rely on that youth baseball system there, Kevin, and how strong it's been to get the kids to this level.
Well, definitely. I've actually been involved with the Little League for like 30. I coached it for about 20. So it's definitely a big part of all this because they keep so many groups together. Every year I get, the 12-year-old All-Stars were undefeated. You know, in every tournament they win, people, and I get that every year of how, you know, how that's going to be the next group, the next group, the next group, and they are organized. And it you definitely have to have, obviously, which, like you said, they have to have that, and we definitely have that in place. The only age group that's always been a little issue was always the 13-14, which were in and out of the VFW. But between all that, they all do travel balls these days anyhow, so we've been able to work around their schedules to do federation. I know about 6 years ago, we put a team in the federation, and I usually play in the summer of the next year's team. So we play together, plus they do all the other stuff. It's definitely an organizational type thing, and obviously one man's not going to do that. So it's appreciated all my coaches do it, all the young coaches that make them want to come back the next year. That's the biggest thing, make them want to come back the next year and keep playing. So
yeah.
Yes, it's in place.
You don't win a high school baseball state title unless you have all of those factors in place where kids are getting the right development at 10, 12, 13, 15. Pitchers learning the right things, hitters learning the right things. Kevin, congratulations, man. That is fantastic for you guys. First baseball state title for Tyrone ever. Making history. You'll remember that forever. Appreciate your time, pal.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, great stuff there, Kevin Solner.